Good morning, everyone. We're joined this morning by Vicki Nguyen with the UK Extension Office. She's got on her orange and blue, ready to support the Marshals and Lady Marshals tonight. Good morning, Vicki.
That's right. Good morning.
And you said tonight's going to be a special night at the school.
Tonight is. It's grandparents' night.
Yeah.
And I always look forward to that. And just proud to be a Marshal supporter and proud to be there and watch the plays and the games and just be involved.
Yeah. And Vicki, you're part of the UK Extension Office, and what is your title, Consumers
Science? I'm the Family and Consumer Sciences Agent.
Gotcha.
At one time, it was the Home Demonstration Agent, the Home Economics Agent. So we've seen name changes over the years, but basically our job has remained the same, to care about homes and families and do what we can to help enrich their quality of life and make the most of the resources that families have available.
Yeah, and you've been there 26 years, Vicki.
That's right. In June, it will be 26 years, and it does not seem like that long. It really doesn't.
And what are some of the questions that people would have asked you 20 years ago versus today?
A lot of them are still the same.
Really?
I get a lot of parenting questions. Basic questions about food preparation, about food preservation, and people still are, and in fact, we've seen a resurgence in home canning and freezing and just preserving food in general. So it's good to know that families are still enjoying doing the basic things for their family and wanting to learn more about how to do that safely.
Yeah, and you've got homemakers clubs that kind of feed off that same thing.
That's right. We do. We have traditional homemakers clubs. We have specialty clubs. We have a mailbox club. So if you're interested in doing anything with Extension Homemakers, we would love to add you to our mailing list. You could get a newsletter and see all the events that are coming up, or if you would like to meet with a traditional club, they always welcome new members, and right now all of our clubs meet at the Extension Office, so it's very convenient to find, and everyone is very welcoming.
Yeah, and I know whenever I used to work at the newspaper, we would get homemakers news.
That's
they
right.
would bring us, you know, they'd talk
yes.
about what everything's
oh,
going.
For sure.
They were 70-year-old women.
Well, now
do you have men now involved?
We have a few men.
Wow.
Yes,
big difference.
We do. But we also have some in their 80s and approaching 90 now. So homemakers is not something that we can say it's only for a certain, it's for everyone. And we're thankful for our younger members who come in with fresh ideas. And we have some clubs that are more traditional in the things they enjoy doing, but then we have, for example, the Busy Bees Club, which it encompasses the entire county, people from all over the county. And it's grown now to about 25 members who attend regularly. And their goal and mission is to volunteer and do community service for special groups. Their focus this year is working with the veterans group, and they have really listen to what the needs are and are responding to those needs. They also enjoy crafts and learning how to do new handwork, that kind of thing. So once a month we have Maker Monday, and that's on the second Monday of each month. And people come in with different skills that they have and share with one another. So in fact, yesterday we had sourdough bread class, and Kara Rogers from First Rise Sourdough Bread, she came in. She lives in Mayfield, but we find people who are very passionate about what they do and do it very well, and we have them come in, and we've had very good response from bringing in special interest groups with some of the things that they know how to do.
What's the Mailbox Club?
The Mailbox Club?
That
sounds fun. It is. And if you want to be a Mailbox member, all you do is pay the traditional dues, which is it's less than $10 a year. So you pay that. That really doesn't even cover the postage for your newsletter. But you get a mail-out lesson every month instead of having to come to the office and hear the lesson. You get all the materials that a traditional club member would get if they attended that lesson in person. So, and you also can come to the picnic. You can come to all of the other special interest programs like International Day, mm-hmm. and we have game night, and there's just a lot of other additional activities that the mailbox members can participate in.
Okay, you said there's four. What are the other two?
Oh, we have an Olive Club. Oh. That they are from the Olive community, a Hardin Club from the Hardin community, and Sharp.
Okay.
So at one time when Homemakers first began many years ago, around 75 to 80 years ago, they were located in all the various communities. That way they didn't have to travel. Their neighbors came and met together.
Yeah.
And they would have a lesson that the university had sent down to them. And, of course, all of our lessons are research-based through the university. So we're just essentially the arm reaching to the university and extending to our local public. So we enjoy passing along those topics and lessons that UK has researched and found up-to-date information. I've always said Extension Homemakers are some of the wisest people because they have access to the most information and the different types of information that they learn.
Yeah, we had Lena on yesterday, and she was talking about the differences between, say, 4-H in each county.
Exactly.
Do you find the same whenever you meet
it
with
is.
Other agents?
Yes. Every county is different. We can't say that we're the same as McCracken, even though we're all in the purchase area. There's 8 counties in the purchase area. And we do things together as a group. Very often we're having a cultural arts day on March 1st in Graves County.
Okay.
And that is always an event that every county participates in. It's a competition among homemakers who have various skills in the different arts, and mostly heritage skills and arts. So that's a very interesting event because it seems each county has a different skill or expertise that they like to share.
Yeah.
So it's very good to be involved in those things that cross county lines.
Yeah, and you guys also do a lot of outreach stuff.
Yes, we do. We try to, excuse me.
Vicki and I are both choked up today.
This morning. Yes, and we do try to reach out if we know of people who are new to the area or who have maybe different needs in terms of wanting to learn how to do different things. So our Busy Bees Club has done an excellent job because they just started last year, this
current
year.
So this is brand new.
So it's brand new, and a lot of people are very interested in what they have to offer, and they find it very fulfilling to volunteer in the community and find a need and then meet it. So that's been very pleasant to see that people have responded to those needs. And working with Jada McWilliams with the veterans group locally, and she came and spoke to our council of homemakers, and she made some of the needs known, and homemakers just responded immediately to those needs.
And when you, back 26 years ago, when you thought about a homemaker, mm-hmm. you thought it was a stay-at-home.
Exactly.
It's not like that anymore.
It's not like that anymore. And we're trying to break some of those stereotypes and help people see that everybody is a homemaker. I mean, if you live in a home, you're a homemaker because you're using your resources to make that the best place you can possibly have for you or you and your family. And there are just so many skills. I mean, it even goes, you know, how to do laundry, how to clean your house, how to arrange your house, maybe even downsize. We have a lot of people, we have a lesson on downsizing your home. So it really talks about prioritizing your needs and prioritizing what needs to go into your home. So there's any topic that you can think of related to home and family, we've probably had a lesson or a brochure on that particular topic.
I don't know how you have time to go to a ball game.
Well, that's my time. So we do spend a lot of time meeting the needs, and we've got some things coming up. Every month we have a major homemaker lesson. I just completed mine, and it was last month. It was the Elements and Principles of Art. And it really was just teaching how to appreciate art, what in us prefers some colors over others or some shape styles of art. And it was very well received. So we're having a follow-up, a painting party, if you will, where someone comes in. And Jessie Pierce from Callaway County is a local artist. And she does the paint parties. And she'll be coming to our office on March the 15th to teach that. So everyone's looking forward to being able to extend what they learned in the lesson and actually put those skills into practice. So that's something fun. Our next lesson that's coming up has to do with emergency health cards. Like, that lesson will lead people into the importance of carrying a card with you with all your medications, with your insurance information, and just always having that with you. And that way, if you're in a situation where you can't respond to those questions or that kind of situation, then you would have something on your person that would answer those questions for you in a critical time. So that's our next lesson coming up, and we'll also, that's on February 28th, okay, by the way. And so we have a major lesson every month, and the one in March is on seasoning with spices, cutting down on salt and sugar, but using spices instead to enhance the flavor of your foods. Okay. So it's food related, but it's also health related in terms of the information.
Right. We're talking with Vicki Nguyen from the UK Extension Office on Coffee Call. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a moment.